A Fayetteville State Police officer is accused of shooting his wife. The autopsy report for the Lumberton teen who was kidnapped and killed last fall is released, and a Fayetteville man has been charged with attempted murder in connection with a fire at the Boulevard Motel. Welcome to Episode 40 of Crime Time for Thursday, February 14th on FayObserver.com. I'm Sonny Jones. On the podcast, we'll look at issues involving crime, courts, and public safety, highlighting stories and the news. And a reminder, anyone we discuss who has been charged with a crime is presumed innocent until found guilty in a court of law. Let's get started. Rayford police have taken into custody a Fayetteville State University police sergeant on an accusation of shooting his wife. 36-year-old Corey Manning of Pinto Drive in Lumberton was arrested Thursday. Rayford Police Chief Mark Godwin said Thursday afternoon that Manning allegedly shot twice into his wife's car near the McDonald's restaurant in Rayford. One of those shots is said to have struck Latish Bernice Manning in the leg and hip area, the police chief said. The injuries not considered life-threatening. Chief Godwin said the altercation appeared to stem from ongoing domestic issues. Fayetteville State University spokesman Jeffrey Womble said that Manning has been placed on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Manning has been a member of the FSU police force since 2014. According to the school's website, Manning had previously been a deputy and jailer with the Hope County Sheriff's Office. According to the Rayford Police Chief, the Mannings were traveling on U.S. 401 in separate vehicles around 6:50 Thursday morning. Latish Manning pulled into the parking lot of Waffle House in Rayford. Corey Manning rammed her vehicle with his vehicle, Chief Godwin said. Latish Manning drove out of the parking lot and across the road into McDonald's. Corey Manning followed. Chief Godwin said that Corey Manning again struck his wife's vehicle with his vehicle. Corey Manning then got out of the car and approached his wife's vehicle. Latish Manning attempted to leave. That, according to Chief Godwin, is when Corey Manning fired at least two shots that went inside the vehicle. Corey Manning then fled the scene. Latish Manning called 911. Corey Manning was located nearby on Dixon Street, taken into custody without incident, according to Chief Godwin. Stay up to date about the latest on this case by visiting FayObserver.com. Ania Aguilar, who can ever forget the Lumberton teen who was kidnapped from outside her home and murdered in November? The State Office of the Chief Medical Examiner released Ania's autopsy report this week. It said that the 13-year-old likely died of suffocation or strangulation, but her cause of death could not be determined conclusively. The medical examiner's office did rule that Ania died of undetermined homicidal violence. The autopsy also found signs of sexual violence. Michael Ray McClellan of Fairmont has been charged with first-degree murder, first-degree forcible rape, and statutory rape of a person 15 or younger, first-degree sex offense and statutory sex offense with a person 15 or younger, first-degree kidnapping, larceny, restraint, abduction of a child, and concealment of a death. McClellan was charged December 8th, which was the same day the 8th grader's funeral was held in the Lumberton High School gym. Hania's case gripped our region and the state as the FBI led a massive search after she was taken from the front yard of her family's residence in the Rosewood Mobile Home Park in Lumberton on November 5th. She was getting ready for school and had gone outside to start the family car. Hania's body was found November 27th in a water-filled pit just a few miles from her house. The pit was about 4.5 feet deep. Ania had a plastic folding table on her back, according to the autopsy. Could Ania's kidnapping and death been prevented? Former Robeson County District Attorney Johnson Britt said in December that was possible. McClellan had been charged in an unrelated rape that happened in October, according to court records. His DNA existed in a federal database linking him to a 2016 rape. However, the Robeson County Sheriff's Office did not follow up. That rape case resurfaced in December. Britt, the former DA, believes if McClellan had been charged in that 2016 rape, that he may have been in custody and Hania's death would have been avoided. Sadly, we'll never know. Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins announced last month that investigator Daryl McFadder was fired and Major Anthony Thompson resigned based on the findings of an internal probe that reportedly involved the overlooked DNA evidence involving McClellan. On Wednesday, February 13th, firefighters were called to the Boulevard Motel on Bragg Boulevard. The business, which closed in December, was on fire. On Thursday, December 14th, Daquan Jarrell McCullough was charged with 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder and 1 count of first-degree arson in connection with the fire. According to magistrate's records, McCullough maliciously set fire to the main office building of the Boulevard Motel at 4309 Bragg Boulevard in an attempt to kill and murder 3 homeless women who apparently were staying at the closed business. The city had cut power to the property in December because of code violations, and no one was supposed to be living on the premises. In other crime news from the past week, James Calvin McGeckern Jr. of Fayetteville has been arrested by Fayetteville police and members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force. He has been charged with multiple counts of kidnapping, forcible sex, and robbery, according to authorities. Gary Lynn Gatlin of Orem was charged Tuesday, February 12th, for possession of a firearm by a felon after allegedly firing multiple shots toward law enforcement officers last Friday. That announcement was made by U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, Robert Higdon Jr., in federal court. According to the affidavit, Gatlin possessed a firearm as a convicted felon on February 8th. On that date, according to the court document, 2 officers were conducting surveillance near Water Tower Road and Gatlin Drive in Orem. Gatlin allegedly confronted the officers about being near his property. After leaving the scene briefly, Gatlin returned with a shotgun and fired a shot in the air. He also fired several shots in the direction of the officers, with some shots striking the officer's vehicle. The officers left the scene. Gatlin fled the area, according to the document. Gatlin was later captured. Chauncey Askew of Columbus County has been charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of a Tabor City man in 2016. Jerome Parrott of Tabor City was found dead with a gunshot wound to the head in a Columbus County pool room in June 2016, according to authorities. Askew was in the news late last year. He is one of 2 men charged with fatally shooting North Carolina Highway Patrol Trooper Kevin Connor in October during a traffic stop near Whiteville. Trooper Connor grew up in Bladenboro in Bladen County. Raheem Davis, who also is from Chadburn, has also been charged with first-degree murder and Trooper Connor's death. That's it for Episode 40 of Crime Time for Thursday, February 14th. Your comments and suggestions for Crime Time are welcome. You can reach me, Sonny Jones, by email at sjones@fayobserver.com or on Twitter at @FOSonnyJones. Again, thanks so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in next time for the next edition of Crime Time.